You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Imagine a dark night on a lonely stretch of highway. Lightning lights up the sky in the distance. You can only see as far as the beams of your headlights. It seems like you're the only person on the road for miles. And if you allow your imagination to wander, you might feel like the last person in the world. A chill creeps into the car, even though the heater is cranked on high. You try to shake the eerie feeling by turning on the radio. For a moment, you feel better, but then static cracks through the sad song. You try to adjust the dial, but it gets worse. When suddenly your headlights catch the figure of a person on the edge of the road, thumb outstretched. Who would be out there this late at night, alone, in the dark, on the side of the road? Do you stop to find out and offer help? Or does your foot press the accelerator to the floor? Welcome to Freaky Folklore, the podcast where we discover horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters both ancient and modern. Enjoy today's short folklore flash. This show is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network. Find more terrifying tales at EerieCast.com, such as Destination Terror. You can listen to a new episode every week as I take you to horrifying destinations both real and mythical. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or your favorite podcasting service. You can leave an honest review on iTunes, too. The more we get, the more we grow, and hopefully, the more monsters we can explore. As we discussed earlier this week, some of the most chilling tales begin with someone traveling down a dark road at night. These aren't all just plots for ghost stories, either. There are countless stories of these real-life haunted roads. There's a common theme for these haunted roads. They all involve someone dying in a horrific accident on the road. One story comes to mind when I think of true haunted road stories, and it's the only one that I've found that has a feature film made based on the legend. This story comes from a suburb of the Port Stephens local government area in the Hunter region of New South Wales, Australia. The urban legend of Lemon Tree Passage Road in Australia is associated with paranormal phenomena, especially the story of a ghostly motorcyclist. This legend has become a part of local folklore and has gained attention from those interested in ghost stories and supernatural occurrences. Here are the key aspects of the urban legend. The central figure in the legend is a ghostly motorcyclist who is said to haunt Lemon Tree Passage Road. According to the legend, the apparition is often seen riding a motorcycle along the road, and its appearance is believed to foretell impending danger. The legend suggests that if a person encounters the ghostly motorcyclist on Lemon Tree Passage Road, it's an omen of tragedy or misfortune. Some variations of the legend claim that those who witness the spectral rider may experience accidents or other unfortunate events in the near future. One version of the legend involves a speed test ritual. According to this variation, individuals intentionally speed along Lemon Tree Passage Road, attempting to provoke the appearance of the ghostly motorcyclist. The belief is that the ghost will manifest in response to the speed challenge. Witnesses and those who claim to have experienced paranormal phenomena on Lemon Tree Passage Road report strange occurrences, such as unexplained lights, eerie sounds, and a feeling of unease. Some accounts describe encounters with a phantom motorcyclist, contributing to the legend's mystique. The legend likely originated as a piece of local folklore, with stories being passed down within the community. Over time, the narrative evolved and gained additional elements, contributing to its paranormal nature. the legend of Lemon Tree Passage Road gained wider attention through online forums, social media, and paranormal websites. As with any urban legends, the internet has played a role in popularizing and perpetuating the story. The film, Lemon Tree Passage, ties into the urban legend by incorporating elements of the ghostly motorcyclist and the paranormal occurrences associated with Lemon Tree Passage Road. The movie takes inspiration from the local folklore and weaves a narrative around the legend, creating a fictionalized and cinematic interpretation of the supernatural events. In the film, a group of young backpackers, including characters Maya, Toby, and Sam, decide to explore the coastal roads near Lemon Tree Passage. Intrigued by the local legend of the ghostly motorcyclist, they embark on a journey to test the validity of the paranormal stories associated with the road. As they speed along the scenic route, the group begins to experience strange and unexplainable phenomena, confirming the eerie reputation of Lemon Tree Passage Road. The film incorporates the central figure of the ghostly motorcyclist as a driving force behind the paranormal events. The characters encounter the spectral rider, mirroring the legend's ominous omen. The legend's theme of the ghostly motorcyclist predicting tragedy is reflected in the film as the characters face escalating supernatural occurrences, hinting at impending danger and misfortune. The movie explores the idea of intentionally testing the legend by engaging in a speed challenge along Lemon Tree Passage Road. This choice by the characters serves as a catalyst for the paranormal events to unfold. Witnesses in the film report paranormal experiences such as unexplained lights, eerie sounds, and encounters with the phantom motorcyclist. These elements contribute to the suspense and horror aspects of the story. The filmmakers leverage the atmospheric setting of Lemon Tree Passage to create a visually striking backdrop for the supernatural thriller. The cinematography captures the beauty of the coastal landscape while infusing it with an unsettling atmosphere, amplifying the tension and mystery surrounding the urban legend. As the characters delve into the mysteries of Lemon Tree Passage, the film explores their relationship and reactions to the supernatural occurrences. The dynamics within the group evolve, adding a psychological layer to the horror narrative. Similar to the urban legend, the film leaves certain aspects of the plot open to interpretation. Viewers are encouraged to draw their own conclusions about the nature of the supernatural events, aligning with the ambiguity often found in urban legends. As you navigate the shadowy stretches of asphalt under the veil of night, remember this. Haunted roads are not just the stuff of tales and legends. The echo of ghostly whispers may linger in the rustling leaves, and the dim glow of distant headlights could herald more than the approach of a fellow traveler.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Thank you for listening to Freaky Folklore, the podcast about mankind's horrifying legends and myths. Don't forget to follow Freaky Folklore on Spotify and iTunes. If you can, leave the show an honest review on iTunes to help us grow. Freaky Folklore is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network, the home for listeners who love to feel scared. Go to EerieCast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Destination Terror, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. Until next time, stay safe out there, because this world is a strange one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.